Potential upgrades to several Cambridge parks brought forward by city councillors as part of the current budget discussions have been pushed to 2026. Mayor Jan Liggett requested the move to allow for the city's parks master plan to be completed. The plan, which analyzes needs and guides future development of parks within the city, is expected to be brought to council at some point next year before 2026 budget deliberations begin. "We have amendments brought forward that weren't even considered prior to this," Liggett said at a meeting on Wednesday. "I'm really concerned that amendments are being brought forward and were brought forward the last time that have to do with the Parks Master Plan. We have a Parks Master Plan that's being worked on, and I would ask you to consider the fact that staff need to be able to do their job. They have stuff in the budget according to priority." The mayor's comments come on the heels of an amendment brought forward by Ward 7 Councillor Scott Hamilton at a meeting last week requesting the installation of a half-court basketball net at Greengate Park. Hamilton pointed to the lack of recreational amenities in the area for youth as a concern. The idea opened the door for other councillors to do the same at this week's meeting. Ward 1 Count. Helen Schwery put forth an amendment for a basketball court at Compass Trail Park, Ward 8 Count. Nicholas Ermeta asked the city to look into recreational amenities in the Lena Crescent neighborhood and Ward 3 Count. Corey Kimpson requested a capital project for a playground replacement at Sturdy Park be moved from the 2028 budget to 2026. With the influx of amendments, Ward 2 Count. Mike Devine said the city needs to be firmer with developers when they put parks into their plans to ensure it includes the necessary amenities in growing areas. While the work isn't being done as soon as he would have hoped, Hamilton said he's happy to work with staff to move the Greengate Park project along. "I just want to reiterate that this is something that's been ongoing for the past 4 years. I've heard about it weekly, monthly," Hamilton said. "The sheer number of kids that are playing on the streets around Greengate Park, my desire to expedite this has to do with simply the concentration of children on roads. Although I'm honestly saddened to see it not go in as soon as I hoped, I understand it can be part of the process and I'm willing to work with the city and staff." All park amendments being delayed to the park's master plan in 2026 were passed by council. "We're on the way, Councillor Hamilton, it's going to happen," Liggett said. Other amendments brought forward at the meeting that were passed include the Kin 1 Accessible Softball Diamond Improvements, $30,000 for a traffic and economic study to look into the impacts of a year-round closure of Main Street, and a $100,000 contribution to Cambridge Memorial Hospital for the purchase of equipment. Liggett expressed concern and didn't vote in favor of the CMH contribution, saying it's not an approach the city should take as it isn't part of a capital project. Liggett now has until December 9 to veto any amendments passed by council through her strong mayor powers. Should she use her powers, council will have 10 days to override any decisions.